Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, we are very thrilled to be welcoming to our show Jorel Godsey. Now, Jorel is the president of Heartbeat International. It's leading efforts to equip and support thousands of affiliated pregnancy help centers, maternity homes, and adoption services throughout the world. Active in the pro-life movement since 1988, he began as a volunteer in Florida and went on to serve in leadership roles at local and national levels. And since 2006, he has helped expand Heartbeat's global reach that now serves, and he now serves as its second president. And today he's going to be on our show, and he's going to speak with us about the recent Heartbeat conference that happened right here in Birmingham, Alabama, and all of the ongoing services and the resources that Heartbeat International offers. So to learn more about Heartbeat International, please go out to their great website, heartbeatinternational.com. And we did highlight it on one of our shows last week, where we talked about, because you and I were at the conference and we got to give the welcome with our very New Jersey accents, and we welcomed people from all over the world to Birmingham, Alabama, and that was absolutely lovely.
So the title for this show is The Pro-Life Movement, Together for Tomorrow, and I think that was the title for the conference here in Birmingham not long ago. Over 1,500 people, I think, you know, attended it. Vendors from all over promoting pro-life. You get to see the forest, the whole forest. Jorel gets to see that. Heartbeat International gets to see that. This is going to be a very encouraging and informative show for you to promote the gospel of life. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Do not go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Jorel Godsey. He is the president of Heartbeat International. You could go out to the website. It's heartbeatinternational.org. Well, Jorel, we've had you on our show before, and we're excited to have you back. As Jim said, you are the man that gets to see the forest from the trees. We are our feet on the ground people. We run a pregnancy medical center here in Birmingham, Alabama, and you picked our city to be the hosting city for this international conference that you had. There were over 100 nations that are affiliated, so there were people that came from all over the world. And it was your largest conference. You had it in the Iron City, so it was iron sharpening iron, which you highlighted, and you did such a great job. But tell our family, during that conference on that Tuesday when the in-depth started, there was breaking news that happened. So Together Towards Tomorrow with Jorel Godsey, tell our family about that breaking news and the factor that it played in the conference that week.
Well, thanks for asking. It was great to be in Birmingham. It was great to be just down the street from you guys. You're amazing, and it was so blessed to have you join us and give us our welcome. But as you mentioned, as the conference was unfolding, you know, we're landing into the conference. We're unpacking our stuff, getting ready for a great time during the week. There was big news. The Ethics for Public Policy Committee, EPPC, produced a report about chemical abortion that was real-life data. That showed that, unlike what the FDA had, 0.5% of adverse events. Yeah. This data showed that it was actually closer to 11%. And we were learning what we knew instinctively, that women were being and are being harmed physically by the chemical abortion that, of course, has been pervasive in our country for now more than two decades. In fact, the statistics show that we think that there's closer to 80%, but the actual number that is reported by the abortion industry says about 64% of all abortions are chemical abortions. And what we know now is that there are a higher rate of women being harmed by abortion than we knew before. Yeah. And that was news for us to talk about, to discuss, to help disseminate. We actually had Ryan Anderson from EPPC was already slated to be one of our speakers. And he leaned into that. This information reverberated in the halls of Washington, and of course throughout the halls of our conference as the week unfolded.
Yeah. Well, it's great that the word is getting out there. As you were saying, on the ground level where we are in pregnancy help centers, especially the medical centers, you know, we have women coming to us that are very concerned, that have taken the pill, and yet they seem to be pregnant. Am I pregnant? Am I not pregnant? Complications. You know, we always do ultrasounds for those trying to determine their pregnancy, but now we're doing ultrasounds. Joy can speak to this better than I can, and our ultrasound techs and nurses. But now, you know, we're doing it to find out, you know, what's going on inside of them. And I saw some kind of a study as well, Jor-El, about statistics regarding those who were going to the emergency room dealing in the area of pregnancy. They had numerous categories, and it said there flat out that those who have had chemical abortions now appear to be the highest number of complications that are being seen in the emergency rooms. Of course, people are going to say, this is a scare tactic. The pro-life movement is trying to scare you. Just take the pill and it's all done. They make it sound so easy, but I've never seen women being savaged more than at this time by taking the bait of this news, many of them taking the pill. So you take the pill to about 8 to 10 weeks, taking it after that, maybe taking multiple pills, stockpiling pills and taking them. Speak to this and just underline the point that you're trying to make for the safety of these women.
Well, this is where our government has been failing us. The government has been listening to very carefully crafted studies by the abortion industry and not really been listening carefully to its own people. And that's why this study is so important. And it also shows something else. This is just about the physical harms. What you're identifying, Jim, is a couple of additional issues that we need to be leaning into. One is that there are also psychological harms of her being her own abortionist, so to speak, and her being encouraged, not just allowed, but encouraged to have that abortion in her home or her dorm room, somewhere where she's not within medical care. And then what we also know, and I know you guys know this as well, we also know that she's being told by the abortion provider, if she has adverse events and she goes to the emergency department, she is supposed to lie to them and not tell them about the abortion, but simply say to them that she's having a miscarriage. And that is a miscarriage of her health care. That is, in my mind, that's a violation of this idea that we're supposed to tell the doctor exactly what's going on so that they can provide the best care. But this is the reality of the abortion industry, that they are really preying upon our women, upon those who feel like there's no other way to turn, there's no place else to go, or maybe worse, feeling like coerced by someone in her life in order to have an abortion. And this is why pregnancy help centers like yours and so many around the country and around the world are so important, is because they're the ones extending a welcoming arm, a smiling face, and willing to walk with them in these decision-making process and actually help them walk through this decision-making scenario as someone who doesn't benefit from their decision. The abortion industry does. They benefit because they're they're able to secure funds for that abortion. They're able to add to their bottom line by selling abortion. And pregnancy centers do what they do, as you guys well know, because of good and faithful people locally who gift to them and give to them so that they can help serve women every single day.
Well, Jarrell, you know, I do want to say that your staff was par excellent. They came down into Birmingham. You had a vision for this conference. Your staff was as smooth as silk in the appearance to others. And so, you know, everybody was calm. If you had a question, you could go to them and they were like, okay, we'll take care of that. And nothing ruffled their feathers. They were just excellent in the way that they handled themselves. And so I want to thank you, because we know that nothing just happens, that there was an intentional execution and it looks like it came off so beautifully. So tell our family about, you know, the vision that you had in gathering in Birmingham, Alabama. And do you think it all happened the way you wanted it to?
Well, a lot of it did. It just was amazing. The things that we thought about in advance, what we prayed for, what we asked the Holy Spirit to speak to us, those are the things that we saw the most of. And so we are grateful. Yeah, there were some moments where behind the scenes was a little bit of an adventure, but we're grateful that you felt that way. But when we saw the flags, the internationals coming in, that's always a point of celebration. That's always an opportunity to celebrate the fact that it's happening across the U.S., but also around the globe. And so there's just a powerful opportunity for us to do it together and to be in the same room together. We did enjoy Birmingham. There's, you know, the beauty of being in Birmingham is, as I mentioned in my opening remarks while we were there, was, you know, it has been the epicenter of civil rights in the past. And we were excited that for at least this week, it was the epicenter for human rights, that we should all be celebrating the rights of those to be born, the rights of women to be loved and supported in their pregnancy, and just the joy of the people of God saying yes to the Holy Spirit as they reach out with pregnancy help across not just Birmingham, as you guys do, but around the country and around the globe.
Jarrell, I do want you to continue to speak to your vision for the conference. Just the title itself is very helpful to me, because you're saying the pro-life movement together for tomorrow. And so it's not only Heartbeat International, which is like a huge organization, and you're doing tremendous work all over the country, various parts of the world, really focusing in on pregnancy help centers, other areas as well. But I mean, I don't know how many vendors you had there, and they're not just simply vendors, they're people, aspects, parts of the pro-life movement. And so you have brought together, I don't know, you must have had like 100 vendors there or something.
Yeah, of course,
it seemed like.
Too.
And great, you could just spend the day, you know, talking to each one of them, what they're doing. And you were able to bring together so many aspects of the movement. And I think it was one of your largest gatherings ever, probably the most vendors ever. And just that in and of itself was such an encouragement, you know, and that people see one another and say, this movement is moving, we're growing.
Yeah, thanks for that. Together towards tomorrow says a couple of things. One is that we got to be together on this. You know, there is no opportunity for us to do this alone. It's too big of an opportunity. It's too great of a call. And the Holy Spirit has called us and every part and every facet of the church to stand up and champion life, the gift of life, and of course, the giver of life. So we need to do this together, whether we're a medical center like you guys, or maybe we're a maternity home, or a non-medical center. Maybe we're a mobile unit, or maybe we're providing other kinds of ministry that supports moms and babies. We want to be together in that. And then towards tomorrow, you know, we are in this post-Roe, you know, thanks to the Dobbs decision in 2022, and the abortion industry is changing and they're adapting to this new world. And so we need to adapt as well. And that's the towards tomorrow part. That's the us learning and getting connected to each other, helping explore what's working in various parts of the culture and the community that we're doing. And that's why it's so important for us to come together, to be in this conference, to be connected so that we can learn from each other, grow with each other, and continue to serve powerfully in this mission field created by abortion.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying is so true, and what you do is bring everyone together, and people may be hobbling along, some may be doing things better than ever, but you're asking us to be excellent. And so even my team, five of us came in, we all went on the in-depth day, we all took different training, different tracks that we followed, and we all came away better equipped and ready to implement things that we've learned and things that we're going to do, because you want to empower us to be the best that we can be as those clients are coming in who are being fed the lies from this culture of death. And so we can empower those women with a great hope to choose life. Our war is pharmaceutical. My greatest enemy is despair, and it's also just deception, because they're coming in being fed with lies. And so we are so grateful for all that Heartbeat does to empower all the little brick and mortars and the large brick and mortars and the mobile units and the maternity homes, because the devil keeps morphing himself into more evil, and the people of God need to get brighter and lighter with everything that is good and true and beautiful.
I love that. That's very well said, of course. It's the idea that we really are the ones bringing love to the conversation. You know, we're going to love them with the love of Jesus. We're going to help them connect to the God of the universe. We're going to help serve together and impact them, because this is what we've been called to. You're right, Jim. This was the largest ever. It was the largest exhibitor group that we've had. It was the largest number of in-person attendees. By the way, there's a virtual conference still going on, and we're seeing great numbers there. We had over 1,600 there in Birmingham. We have well over 2,000 as a part of the whole conference, because to us, it's the two pieces together. And we're just excited to see God's people gather together to celebrate one another, to realize that we're not alone in this. We are together. We may talk with different accents. Not everyone gets to talk with a New Jersey accent in Alabama, but we'd had actual Jersey accents that were in Jersey, and we had Alabama accents in Alabama, and we had some people from Minnesota, and we had some folks came from Alaska. Of course, we had several countries that were represented from other parts of the world, and that's always a joy for us to get together and to celebrate what God's doing, because it's really about championing that gift of life. And so for us, it's the work of Jesus with skin on, as some people like to say, and it's a pleasure to be serving each and every one that attends to realize that a little bit of investment will go a long way to impacting communities all around the world.
Jarrell, stay with us. We're going to hold you over for the final segment. You'll have a few more minutes to speak with us and to cast the vision together for tomorrow. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Continuing our conversation with Jarrell Gotze, the president of Heartbeat International. Jarrell, it's great to have you with us. And I want you to know that when Joy and I do shows that particularly focus upon the sanctity of life and pro-life, we always say you have to have up optionline.org, optionline.org, your site, or call 800-712-HELP, 800-712-HELP. We state that again today, that if you're in a crisis pregnancy, you're considering abortion, or you've had an abortion and you need help, you need healing, or you're thinking about, is there a pregnancy help center near me? If you go to optionline.org, you could find out all that information. And so it's just so critical, and we ask you to go there now. If you want to be more a part of the pro-life movement, you want to know a local center where you are, you've had an abortion, you're considering abortion, it's there. It's just a one-stop shop. So thank you so much for that, Jarrell. I'm just looking at you put out a Life Trends 2025 report, and it says you've had 2,164,043 client visits at your affiliates. These are unique calls, not just everything, anything. People just come in, unique calls. 498 maternity homes in the United States, that's an increase from 2022 of 17%. Growth in pregnancy help organizations providing virtual support up 125 from 46. Your centers that you're affiliated with, they're affiliated with you, 3,640. I can go on and on and on. I mean, you got to be encouraged. And I know it's not just about you. This is written upon the hearts of people. They just need a place to land, a place to be equipped, place to be encouraged. And that seems to be a lot of what you're doing.
That's a beautiful way to put it, too. It really is that Good Samaritan story in action. Being able to say, yes, we'll walk with you in your hurt. We'll walk with you in your need, and we'll help you get the care that you want. That's exactly what pregnancy help communities are doing. That's exactly what we're doing at Option Line. Thank you for mentioning that. And I think also, Jim, if it's someone that you know, like a neighbor or a friend or a family member, then it's a good resource for everyone to be walking around with, optionline.org. And I would also say that, you know, as we adapt as a movement to the new paradigm of big abortion, essentially, which is chemical abortion, we are seeing more and more women who are actually wanting to change their mind about taking an abortion pill. And one of the things that we haven't talked about, but is definitely important for the future as we go towards tomorrow, is abortion pill reversal, abortion pill rescue. And we're seeing those numbers up as well. In fact, in the last few months, those numbers have been up 20%. They didn't quite make the Life Trends because we didn't know that was going on when we were publishing that. But God is up to something. The Holy Spirit is moving, and His people need to be more and more involved with helping out as we move into this future together.
Yeah, and Jarrell, we even had a girl who was going to an abortion clinic in Atlanta, was not our client, but was given a card of abortion pill reversal, gave it to her boyfriend. When the girl got back in the car, she was crying. The boy gave her the abortion pill reversal. She called that number. They said, "Where are you going?" She said, "Birmingham." We got hooked up with the doctor. We were able to work with that client. She had that baby, a healthy baby boy. So your numbers is 6,000 plus babies that have been saved from abortion pill reversal.
From 2012. And he says an increase of 47% since 2020, approaching an average of 200 reversals starts each month. And I know it's amazing for you to see, every time I speak about abortion pill reversal, people still aren't aware of it and what's happening. And they're just like, how could that happen? You know, and it's amazing when you see these women and you see these babies, it's like you are on the course to death and to be aborted. But here's this child here. It's just absolutely tremendous. We just have a minute. Just give us a closing word, a word of encouragement for the movement.
Well, you said, it's kind of what you said earlier, is as things get darker, there are things getting brighter as well. And God's grace is moving, and we need to be a part of that grace. And every opportunity we have to speak life into situations, we should do so quickly. I would encourage everybody to know about their local pregnancy help organization, maternity home, pregnancy center. Get involved. Just say yes. Say, hey, how can we help? Or, hey, we love you guys. Even just that is a good thing. So it's always good to encourage more people to get into the mission field created by abortion so that we can see more babies saved and more hearts touched.
Jarrell Gotze, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you, protect you, your family, and Heartbeat International. May it grow ever stronger. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Be sure to join us tomorrow, where we will be speaking about how we can reverence Christ in every human encounter. And so we want you to participate in that. We're going to be sharing with you about the faith prayer and the faith lifestyle. God is on the move. Our church is on the move at this time with the new Holy Father and Pope Leo XIV. All together, we will build a new culture of life, marriage, and the family. Keep it on EWTN. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.